A similar buying frenzy was repeated yesterday, this time for the coveted Wii, made by Nintendo. The two new systems, along with Microsoft's Xbox 360, are the biggest players in the multi-billion dollar gaming industry. Joining us now is Ralph Cooper. He's one of the hosts of the NPR podcast Press Start. And Ralph has brought with him the Wii gaming system. Hi.
Hey, Renee. How you doing?
Pretty good.
All right.
So you've got that Wii gaming system. Describe what the device looks like.
The device itself really looks like a standalone disk drive that you would have on the side of your computer. It's not really a big machine at all. And the killer of the Wii is the small remote control, which is built to look like a television remote. It can't be more than 8 inches across, and it weighs barely anything.
So using that, can you give us a demonstration that we can make sense of on the radio?
I'm going to try to. What you're hearing right now, actually, in the background is the game. We're at a bowling alley. The game that you're hearing is called Wii Sports. Right now, my character, which is called a me in Nintendo speak, is standing looking down the lane. And you have to put your arm down like you're really bowling. In fact, there's a little warning that comes up before the game starts that says, please make sure there are no objects or anyone around you when you swing the home. All right, now we're going to go down the lane. I'm going to try and get a strike here. Rolling. Oh, but I only got 6 pins on my first try.
Oh, sorry, Ralph.
It's okay.
Well, how much do these devices cost? They're not cheap.
Well, actually, the Wii is cheap in video game world. It's $250 in comparison to $600 plus for the PlayStation 3.
We talked about people lining up, they're fighting to be the first to get these games. But the competition between the makers of these machines is pretty intense. And I'm wondering if that's because the games themselves are just the beginning.
Yes, actually. The games are just the beginning. For all of the consoles that are out, the idea is to be your central point of entertainment for your living room, for example. On the PlayStation 3, supposedly you can burn CDs. With the Wii, you can go online to either check out weather, check out sports, check out local news. You can go on and pull up your email and things of that nature. So the idea is to try and keep you, in so many words, in one place so that you don't have to go to, let's say, upstairs to check your computer and then to another room to watch a DVD. We want to be your all-in-one entertainment source.
Ralph, it's been a pleasure, and we'll talk soon.
All right, Renee.
Ralph Cooper is co-host of the NPR podcast, Press Start.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, well, I'll let you get back to that bowling game. Go for that strike.
All right, Renee.
And you can read a comparison of the Wii and PlayStation at npr.org.